Just get things rolling here with the sermon this morning. Is there anybody in the room who has a problem? I mean, it could be a little one, big one, doesn't matter. Anybody got a problem? Boy, that woke you up, didn't it? They asked that question, and boy, do they start carrying on and telling you. Okay. Well, Joseph, the carpenter in the village of Nazareth, had a problem. See, he was engaged to marry this girl named Mary. And she came to him with this fantastic story about how the angel Gabriel had come to her and told her that she was going to be the mother of Israel's Messiah. And now, she was pregnant. But he didn't need to worry about anything because the child in her was conceived through the Holy Spirit and she was still a virgin. Joseph had a problem. Now, the complexities of Joseph's problem run like this. If Mary believed the story she had told him, I mean about the angel and all that stuff, if Mary believed that, she was crazy. Who in their right mind would choose to marry a woman who was already off her rocker? And if that wasn't bad enough, Mary was pregnant. Joseph did not need to go on the Maury show. There was no requirement for a DNA test. He knew beyond any shadow of doubt that he was not the baby daddy. He knew it because he had never slept with the baby mommy. There was no way that he was the father of Mary's baby, and if anybody knew that, it was him. That meant that Mary, the girl he intended to marry, was unfaithful. And who would choose to marry a wife who was sleeping around before the wedding? And then Joseph was a righteous man. That means that Joseph attempted to live his life according to the law of Moses. His reputation in his community and in his church was spotless. If he married Mary under the circumstances, he would be admitting to the whole world that he and Mary had been messing around before the wedding. Everyone would assume that Joseph was the baby daddy. His standing in the community and in the synagogue would be ruined forever. He would be the one that everybody else pointed at and laughed at. He would be the one that in secret society behind his back they called the hypocrite. And it would go on for the rest of Joseph's life. I mean, who would marry a woman who would ruin your standing in the community and your reputation in the church forever? Joseph had a problem, folks. And it was not a little problem. Joseph had a big, big problem. Now, just sort of stepping out of the telling of the story and talking about, just remember that we are talking about the birth of the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who would save his people from their sins. Now, you would think that God, who is all powerful and all knowing, could pull off the birth of the Messiah without causing anyone any problems. I mean, God could do that if he wanted to, right? Smooth as silk. No questions asked. And if you thought God could do that, you would be absolutely right. God could have done that. But it is not the way that God wanted this story to unfold. He didn't want it to happen without problems. And do you know the reason why? Because life is full of problems. Any of you got problems? Mm-hmm. And one of life's big problems has to do with whether we will choose to do life God's way or whether we will do it our way. In this story, that's where God put righteous Joseph. Would Joseph resolve his problem his way? Or would he seek to resolve it God's way? Now, Joseph gave it some thought. He fought with what he was going to do with his problem. Any of you ever fight with a problem? It was no easier for him than it is for you. But in his mind, the solution was simple in the end. Either Mary was crazy or entirely unfaithful. Either way, good that he found out before the wedding. The best thing for him to do was to break the engagement. It's the only thing that makes sense under the circumstances. And so that's what Joseph resolved to do. He would quietly break the engagement. And having reached that conclusion, he went to bed and lay down and slept soundly for the first time in who knows how long. He had figured out what to do. Until the angel came to him in a dream. The angel in the dream told Joseph that Mary's story was true. She was going to be the mother of Israel's Messiah. And the baby in her womb was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And he should go right ahead and marry her. And when the dream was done, Joseph woke up. And now he had an even bigger problem. I mean, folks, it was a dream. I mean, there was no angel who actually stood in front of him and said, "Hey, Joe, listen up." It was a dream. In order to do what he dreamed he should do, he would have to abandon common sense and believe the story of a girl who had to be crazy. He would have to put his reputation on the line. He would have to surrender to the will of God. He would have to give up his way and surrender to the will of God. Now, folks, Joseph's situation begs the question. Under such circumstances as those he faced, what would you have done? Would you have leaned not to your own understanding and surrendered to God's plan for you? Or would you have insisted on doing it your way? The only person who can answer that question for you is you. But the simple fact is that that's why the ancient story unfolds according to the plan of God as it did. That's why God did it that way. To put you today on the spot. Will you do it your way? Or will you surrender to Him and do life God's way? Joseph did the right thing. He surrendered to the plan of God. He married Mary. He surrendered to the will of the Father for him. Will you?